Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Journalist Paddy Duffy is here now with the latest instalment of his Letter from London, chronicling the British general election. This week he's looking at the fortunes of the Labour Party under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn.
This week's column comes to you from Yorkshire. God's own county, as the locals have it, and a battleground of biblical proportions for everyone else. So much so, Question Time held their debate in Sheffield, while Jeremy Corbyn came to York on Sunday to make a speech in light of the attack on London Bridge, and later to Leeds, where people queued to see him like it was Bruce Springsteen. I'm here to record Round Britain Quiz, a long-running BBC radio show on which I'm a panellist. It's so long-running, in fact, that it's the same age as the NHS, which just over 70 years ago was the latest in a spate of Clement Attlee's Labour government nationalisations that attempted to create the cradle-to-grave welfare state and eradicate what were called the five giant evils: want, disease, ignorance, squalor and idleness. The NHS is still standing and is so sacrosanct that even the people that want to sell it off one increasingly expensive box of tablets at a time genuflect courteously as they do so. But a great deal of the remainder of the welfare state has slowly withered on the vine or been gleefully pruned over the last few decades. And the five giants? They're very much still there. They just have better PR nowadays. Modern Britain, like much of the rest of the world, feels like it's got to a point where the status quo is untenable. Between the unforgivable rise of food banks and homelessness, rising prices in goods and accommodation, and a benefit system that's like Dickens without the redemption story, it's not that the centre cannot hold, it's that the centre isn't the centre anymore. In 1979, Margaret Thatcher swept into office on the memory of a winter so bleak and chaotic that Britain couldn't even bury its dead. You can imagine a country today where someone can be considered fit to work and then keel over a few hours later might experience a similar sea change. Certainly the Labour Party hopes so. For the first time since Round Britain Quiz was in an exciting new airwaves project, it feels like genuinely left-wing opinions are having their moment again. The Labour manifesto proposes Keynesian turbo boosts of spending and nationalising several industries from rail to energy. If Labour get in, booking a train or paying a gas bill could be quite different next year. And you might even be doing it on government internet. But there is a slight obstacle. The UK Labour Party in general, and Jeremy Corbyn in particular, is habitually mocked, considered incompetent, dangerous, and generally held in contempt. And that's just among its members and voters. If the UK was a properly functioning country that had a PRSTV system of voting, Labour would be at least three parties. It's extraordinary how all three Labours are still so defined by the events of 40 years ago. The winter of discontent, followed by Michael Foot's decisive defeat in 1983, seems to have scarred a number of people for life. The lessons from that era have become such received wisdom you'd think they came down on tablets from Mount Sinai. The way to win is with a moderate party leader, with policies that not only don't rock too many boats, but are pretty friendly to yacht owners. Being a sensible adult means telling people what wasn't possible, rather than trying to go big like Attlee's welfare state or Wilson's white-hot revolution. And also Brian Cox on keyboard. Several times a week here, you still hear that Labour would be flying in this election if only they chose somebody who could play an agreeable tune to satisfy the great British audience. But it's patently not the case. Ed Miliband was middle-of-the-road, smooth jazz incarnate, and he was brick-batted too. A more up-to-date reason for the Corbyn aversion, though, is anti-Semitism. In the last week, he has in fact managed to make hostility towards him an ecumenical matter, as both the chief rabbi and leaders from the Hindu community have raised their concerns over Corbyn's fitness for office. The anti-Semitism charge has been a running sore since Corbyn took over. It's seen MPs and members leave the party, and put plenty of others outside it right off. In an interview with Andrew Neil, the fact he refused to apologise explicitly for how the problem has festered on his watch confirmed the worst fears of those who didn't necessarily think he's anti-Jewish himself, but see someone inept, too bloody-minded by half, and too thin-skinned to take criticism. But in spite of all this opposition, Corbyn has survived. He defeated four of the type of candidate people think could wipe the floor with Boris Johnson now, then won a leadership heave, and earned a Labour swing in 2017, not seen since that five giant slayer, Clement Attlee. And people in York and Leeds will sit through hours of traffic to see him. Hostility to Jeremy Corbyn might be thermonuclear, in no small part because they remind some of how unilateral disarmament messed Labour up in the 1980s. But times have changed, a couple of times over, and for younger voters desperate to lead a more livable life, humming things can only get better cuts no ice. Despite the years of dyspeptic vox pops on empty high streets suggesting otherwise, there is a will out there in Britain for a socialist government not seen since the 40s. But this is a pressure points election unlike any I've ever seen. Theoretically, centre-left voters have more to gain through the policy than lose through the leader. But in Yorkshire and beyond, liberal-minded people in the metropolitan areas and former stalwart Labour voters who went Leave in 2016 appear united by two things. Thinking the country needs a radical change, then looking at Jeremy Corbyn and wondering, for them at least, the status quo actually suits them better. Whether they can bear to change that calculation or not will decide the election.
Letter from Paddy Duffy now.